don't know. I don't know if this Yacht Rock thing is going to, you know, actually attract our demographic, or if people are just hitting stop in droves over here. I guess we know where Dr. Lyerly is on Yacht Rock.
I love Yacht Rock. I really do.
So again, this was not our intent. It was, you know, one of many genres that we're going to play here. But Luke, like a dog on a bone now, is just, you know, becoming, or has become, the most passive aggressive radio producer in the state today.
I'm just trying to find the good tone of Yacht Rock. What Yacht Rock you like, so that I can move on and find other. I also played Glory Days.
Can we get some LRB?
Okay, LRB. All right, I'll keep an eye out.
Wait. Are you trying to say Little River Band is a good example of Yacht Rock? It's an example, but is good that you would listen to it?
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's go through some examples here, folks, because it turns out if you Google up, you know, best or worst Yacht Rock songs, there's no lack of websites that want to drag you back kicking and screaming to the mid to late 1970s, early 80s, and either rank some songs or give some examples. So I'm just going to throw a few out, and Kristen's going to tell me if you like it, don't like it. Luke's going to tell us if he's heard of it, has never heard of it, or actually knows the remake that somebody did instead.
There's a sample Luke is going to find.
Yeah.
And that'll be the next hour.
There you go. So let's see. This particular one, smoothradio.com. Oh, God, I feel like I have to do the whole segment that way.
Oh, my God, I'm so in love with this segment. I can't wait. Keep going.
Smoothradio.com says the number 20 song on their list is Player with Baby Come Back.
Oh, any kind of fool could see. There was something. Oh,
I did not realize this was a karaoke segment
about
here.
You. That is so Yacht Rock. Yes.
All right.
And I have heard of it. I have heard of it. So.
Okay. Now, they've got Steely Dan at number 19 with FM. Just so you know, from my standpoint, Steely Dan would occupy spots like 1 through 10 on the list.
That's good for me to know.
One of my favorites of all. If I had a theme song, it would be Deacon Blues. You know, anyway. They've got Bobby Goldsboro Summer on there. No. How is Kenny Loggins Heart to Heart way down at number 17? That's about as Yacht Rocky as it gets, don't you think?
Oh, I do love that one.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to go through, you know, Boss Gags, Low Down. That, you know, Boss Gags is classic. Mm-hmm. Luke, you ever hear Boss Gags?
I know the name, but I don't know if I could tell you any songs, like specifically.
That's Boz with a Z.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I like Georgia from the 1970s is my favorite. Steve Winwood, Valerie. Guess I never thought of that as in the Yacht Rock playlist, but.
That seems a little late for Yacht Rock.
It does. It does, didn't it? So does Rosanna by Toto. And I think what's happened is they've realized there's kind of a limited playlist. You know, it's a finite playlist. So we're kind of going to push the envelope. Now it's 1982. Now it's 1983, you know.
So what about Africa? Just to go full Toto on you.
Yeah. I mean, anything by Toto. Is it too late for the Yacht Rock, you know, era? It's too late for the era, but not too late for the genre. How about that? Because you can throw things on later and call it Yacht Rock. You know,
it can be like the dinosaurs thing. You can have like the early, mid, and late. So
yeah,
like,
I think that now this
like
list,
late Yacht Rock era.
This list is going too late because they've got Chicago's Hard to Say I'm Sorry. They've got Michael Jackson's Human Nature from the Thriller album.
No.
Thriller is completely outside of it. Now, number 10 on this list. This is it. The Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is nothing more, you know, yachty other than the number 9 entry on our list, which Luke has already played, Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Takes me away.
You groaned about that one though. I played it and you said it wasn't a good it wasn't good Yacht Rock.
Oh no, it's the quintessential Yacht Rock tune. You're on a boat, you're sailing. I just can't stand the song. Is it in the genre? Yes. Will I ever play it willingly? Oh hell no.
Noted.
Pat would like to substitute a different Christopher Cross song.
What would you throw in?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay, because I mean, Ride Like the Wind, you know, has certainly been on there as well. Number 6 on the list fits in perfectly. Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
And we have played that one. Actually, I've played a remix version of it that came out a few years ago that really improved on it. I'm not the world's biggest fan of the original version, but somebody remixed it, gave the orchestration, a little bit more depth. And it's actually a very pleasant song. It no longer, you know, feels so dated. Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind is number five. Number four from the Eagles, I Can't Tell You Why.
Mm.
Which I guess, yeah. I mean, that's Timothy B. Schmidt. You know, it's basically, you know, sounding somewhat like Smokey Robinson. You know, it's a great tune. Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. It's so cliche for classic rock that even Luke here has probably heard Baker Street.
Yes.
Does not know that Jerry Rafferty was also part of Steeler's Wheel, which did Stuck in the Middle with You. And I'm blanking out on what other Jerry Rafferty hit you might know here. Here at number two is Michael McDonald and Sweet Freedom. But again, that's 1986, I believe. There's a lot of other Michael McDonald you could put on that particular list.
I keep forgetting you're not in love anymore. How about right. that one?
Wouldn't that be that would be your number one?
Things will never be the same again. I'm loving this microphone right now.
And yet at number one is one of my favorite groups, but I don't think qualifies as yacht rock. And that would be Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, and they've got I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. Again, two 80s to really qualify as yacht rock. But more importantly, I'm not sure that any, you know, blue-eyed soul or you know, related genres qualify in the way that Christopher Cross Sailing or Michael McDonald does. So I'm not sure that what I would say about Hall & Oates at number one is I Can't Go For That, No Can Do.
Sarah Smile?
Sarah with Smile would fit in because that's 1976, you know, so you're smack in the middle of it. And yeah, that I could hear.
She's Gone.
You're getting closer now. Now it's just Love Ballads, which, you know, you can have Love Ballads anytime.
She's Gone. Sing it with me, Pat.
Luke,
I know you know the words.
Luke, are you enlightened or frightened at this point? Where are we at with you?
Both. Can I be both?
Hey.
I was going to say, very informative and a little scared.
Okay, good. Well, all we're going to do then, this is only going to encourage us in future segments, is to pull up other lists or the ones that our listeners send in. And we'll come up with the quintessential yacht rock list for, you know, the Up North News morning radio show.
Yes!
And look at this. We used up all of the time here that we couldn't follow up on Kristen's idea that maybe we need to do a yoga class as well. And we'll probably get to that in our next hour, unless that giant meteor I'm rooting for suddenly hits us. Back with more, including State Senate candidate Jessica Katzenmeier, next. You're Up North.